Wrapping up our Care Coaches Insight programs here tonight. High school basketball about to flip to the final month of the regular season, and we're joined now by Corey Knoll, the JCN boys coach, brought to you by the JCN Booster Group. Got to thank KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. Impressive showing last week, Coach, in that Oskaloosa tournament. Three games, three wins. Obviously, it started with Atchison County and then a victory over Veritas Christian, and then closed it out with a nine-point win against the host Bears. So just an impressive showing last week. Good competition, some familiar opponents for sure. But again, an impressive 3-0 week for you guys to take home that tournament championship.
Yeah, I was pretty pleased with how it went. You know, going into the tournament, we were coming off a loss, and Will Elias, our starting point guard, had just got hurt. So we were kind of, I want to say, in shambles a little bit, but just kind of, you know, things weren't turning in the right direction. But to come out and get three wins, you know, I feel like fairly convincingly, was good to see, not only, you know, for our guys to get some confidence back, but just to kind of create some depth. You know, our first two games, we were able to build, our starters were able to get, some good leads. And then, you know, when we're looking for depth, that's a good time to do it is when you have a lead. So we were able to, you know, throw some guys in there and see what, they did against competition. It's not really ourselves. And with the starter out, I thought, Chris Knoll stepped up really big for us in some spots. I thought Dawson Lindsay played well. I thought Riker Gigstad, stepped in and played well. So, going down the line, you know, as we move forward in the season, creating some depth and getting those guys a chance to play, and they showed why they can play, so it was good to see.
Yeah, you mentioned some of those key role guys giving you some good minutes, but you guys dominated the all-tournament team. Isaac Lair, Chance Jenkins, Rex Furman, Brody Van Dyke, all these guys honored, you know, for that, you know, for their performances last week, four on the all-tournament team. So just balance across the board through that week.
Yeah, definitely. You know, those three seniors, Isaac, Chance, and Rex, you know, those are three guys that have, over the last 4 years, you know, 6 years, we go back to middle school, really, have just kind of put the time in, and then they've been very coachable players. You know, anything you do them to ask, anything you ask them to do, they work on it, they get better at it, and then it shows. You know, it's good to see them get some recognition in the tournament. I thought they did very well. You know, they're shooting the ball well. They're finishing shots, defensively, getting steals. You know, all the roles that they're asked to do, they're feeling well. And then on top of that, sophomore Brody Van Dyke, I think, has been a little under the radar as far as, because sometimes the stats don't necessarily show all the time, but, he's one of our best rebounders. He attacks the rim very well. I thought in the championship game versus Oski, he kind of got us started there in the first half by attacking the rim, getting to the rim, finishing some shots. And then he's been asked to do a lot more with Will out. So, you know, play the point guard role, but also, you know, play kind of a small forward on defense and, you know, get some rebounds, but handle the ball. I thought he's done that very well. So, you know, it's good to see our starters and main guys step up and do what they need to do, but then, you know, kind of backfill with some of the role players. So all together, just a good team week for us.
Yeah, we got a lot of teams in the area that are coming off midseason tournaments last week and are kind of just sitting around, maybe with a week off, maybe not even getting back on the floor till next week. You guys didn't have an early week game this week, but it's just a much different scenario for you guys to end this week and then go into early next week. So you guys got four games in 6 days coming up. So you guys go to West Franklin on Thursday night. You're back at home against Jackson Heights on Friday. Kick around for the weekend, and then it's Osawatomie on Monday, Troy on Tuesday. So this is a busy week stretch. We're going to have a lot to talk about next week for sure, but, you know, with some teams maybe sitting with a week plus off, you guys are going four games in the next 6 days, starting on Thursday night at West Franklin.
Yeah, definitely. You know, starting tomorrow, it's going to get kind of hectic. And, you know, thrown in the middle of all that, we have a JV tournament on Saturday. So it's just straight basketball for the next week, which, you know, I like, but it is going to be hectic. You know, starting with West Franklin on Thursday, it's a long drive to their place and, you know, not really a familiar opponent, but watching a little film on them there, they're a tall team. You know, they got some big guys that, you know, look like they can be pretty physical. So it'll be a good test for us. And then, come right back the next night playing Jackson Heights. You know, Jackson Heights is, we've seen, been able to knock off some big teams in our league, and they just got out of that NEMA Hall tournament, which is, you know, they saw the likes of Rock Creek, and I saw they played Troy. So,
yeah,
you know, they saw some good teams there, and, you know, I think they're feeling pretty confident going into, our game as well. So, you know, we're gonna, you know, take it one day at a time, continue to play. You know, hopefully continue to play some good basketball, and then at the end of this four-game stretch here, hopefully come out with four wins.
There it is. Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Knoll joining us. Again, impressive showing last week, winning that Oskaloosa midseason tournament. No game early in the week, but again, Thursday at West Franklin, Friday at home against Jackson Heights. turn around Monday and Tuesday against Osawatomie, and then on the road at Troy. So, again, Coach, we're going to have a lot to talk about next week. Enjoy this busy week and weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.